Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The government will approve a €79.5 million package this morning to compensate farmers and landowners who are affected by ash dieback. This is an airborne fungal disease. It first appeared in Ireland 12 years ago from imported trees, and it's set to wipe out 90% of our native ash and was described as a national emergency in a report for government last year. Pippa Hackett is the Minister of State for Land Use and Biodiversity in the Department of Agriculture and joins me now. Minister, good morning and thank you for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Claire. The morning that
you're bringing this proposal to Cabinet. But will it compensate growers for the full economic value of the trees that they planted that are now affected by this disease?
This, look, is a very good day for farmers across the country who have ash plantations affected by ash. This is a significant package. It's almost €80 million. That's to be used to support 6,500 farmers. And this goes a long way, I think, to instilling confidence in them and in the sector itself moving forward. So I think it will be warmly received. And it is, as I said, a very significant package and a good day.
But I know that some growers were pushing, weren't they, for the full economic value of the mature tree to be covered. This package doesn't do that, does it?
Well, I mean, the €79.5 million is also supported by a site clearance grant of €2,000 per hectare. It's also supported by significant replanting grants that cover the cost of all of the replacement. So what these forests are at the moment are dead and lifeless, and they're delivering nothing for the farmers, delivering nothing for climate. And what we will replace them with through taxpayers' money, and I think it's well spent, a good way of spending taxpayers' money, is to replace these dead and dying forests with healthy living forests. Mm-hmm. And that's what this whole scheme aspires to do.
Did you look at what it would cost to compensate people for the mature trees?
It's a difficult thing to quantify because trees are at different values. Some of these trees do have values. There is a value in the timber, maybe not its full value, but some of the trees that will be removed will have a firewood value and other values. So, I mean, it's not as if the trees have no value whatsoever. We accept that it has been a massively challenging situation for ash owners across the country. But I think many will be warmly welcoming this announcement today. The average plantation size is about 3 hectares. And when you look at what we will be providing across the board, I think it's a very valuable package.
You mentioned the replanting grant. So if growers choose to fell these diseased trees and they want to change their land use, can they avail of the package?
They can change their land use to a different type of forestry if they really want to get back to something closer to agricultural model. We facilitate them to plant agroforestry, which are trees that are quite spaced out, but you could run livestock through them, you could plant crops and so forth. So that option is there. That's an option for people who don't want to get back into forestry. But I think there's a variety of options there for farmers to engage with here. The money is there to support them. The payments are there. The money is there to support the site clearance and the replanting grants.
Okay, but not a complete change of use of that land.
Well, I mean, ultimately, forestry is a permanent land use change. Mm-hmm. Anyone who engages in forestry and utilises the state's funds to do that knows that is the case. It is a permanent land use change. But as I said, there are flexibilities around agroforestry. We're seeing more and more of that around the country. So there are opportunities if ash dieback owners want to get back into something like silvopasture, where they're running animals with trees, and there are values in that, that option is there for them.
Okay, so we know, and the report commissioned for the government told us this, that the response by government to ash dieback had been completely inadequate up to this mm-hmm. point. Are you saying to the growers now that they're not going to be at a loss?
Well, I think this particular package is addressing, I think, all of the issues that were in the independent report, and that I think farmers will be satisfied with this. I mean, I've been saying for a number of years now, really, and particularly in the last year, that I will deliver a package for ash dieback. This is the package delivered, and I think farmers will engage and avail of it.
Mm-hmm. One of the major issues accessing the previous scheme was the problem that the approvals were extremely slow. Will this one be quicker, and how will it work?
Well, the first stage for any farmer interested in this, if they haven't already engaged with the reconstitution schemes that have been available and are currently are available, is to engage with that. That's the first stage. They need to be have completed the reconstitution part of the scheme, and then they can avail of this. And that's why I've been encouraging farmers all the way along to continue to engage with the reconstitution scheme. Don't wait. Now, we have had active engagement with that. There are a significant number of farmers already engaged. There are a number who haven't yet, so that's their first stage. After that, then, they can avail of the Climate Action Performance Payment, and that's worth €5,000 per hectare.
So what kind of time frame are we talking about for approvals under the new scheme?
Well, ultimately, I think we have to, within the department, just get a few IT elements sorted out. But I would imagine within a month or so, this particular element of it will be available to farmers to apply for. And I would expect to see farmers paid before the end of the year.
So an IT system around this has yet to be developed?
Well, we haven't been able to, because it took right up to the last moment to get the agreement on how the scheme would look and how the payments would be made. And now we know. Now we can showcase that. We can build the system around that. And that will only take a matter of a month or two.
Okay. And then you would expect that people can start putting in their applications within, say, 2 months?
Yes, that's the hope. And I suppose alongside, we've also will be establishing a ash dieback task force where all the stakeholders can, you know, come together, plan this out over the, you know, however long this might take, and to discuss any issues they may well have with that. But I think all in all, it's a positive day.
So when would you expect to see the first payments on this scheme being made?
Well, I would certainly expect them to be made before the end of the year. It depends. I mean, the farmers who have already availed of reconstitution schemes are ready to go, if you like. You know, so once the system is in place, those farmers, some of them will get paid pretty much straight away. Farmers still who haven't engaged with the reconstitution scheme need to do that as soon as possible. And I'm sure we will see increased numbers doing that.
OK, there's another issue here. The trees that aren't in forests, the diseased trees that are on the sides of roads or on private land, perhaps in a garden, for example. Mm-hmm. And they're very dangerous, and I'm sure that everyone would want to see them removed too. Are they going to be included in this scheme, or how will that problem be addressed?
No, this scheme is purely for plantation ash. Other trees outside of that, I agree, they have a danger element, and you can see it in our countryside. That will need more of a cross-government approach. There are many different departments, whether it's roadside trees, whether it's landowners' trees, whether it's trees along railways and so forth. So that's something that was actually addressed in the independent report last year. That's something we need to look at for sure, but today is about the plantation ash and those farmers affected by this awful disease.
And do you know if there's work being done to quantify the number of trees that aren't in forestry or on forestry land that are diseased?
Well, I mean, the disease is endemic. However, there are some signs that maybe some trees are less affected than others. So, I mean, certainly there's a research piece around that, and Chagas are actively involved in that, in maybe preserving and protecting those trees and you know, saving seeds and so forth. But my understanding is about a quarter of trees in Ireland, in hedges, whether they're like hedgerow trees or trees standing alone, are ash. So it's a significant number of trees across the countryside that will be impacted. I mean, they're not all fully fledged tall trees. They might be part of hedges and so forth, but it is a significant thing. But if there are green shoots of signs of trees that are more resistant, then it is important that we follow through and try and protect those trees. And maybe that's the start of a new fresh, you know, ash growing future in Ireland, but we're just not there yet.
All right, Pippa Hackett, thank you very much for joining us, Minister for Forestry.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.